Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
8:15 Monday morning, January 17th. Sunny and cool on this Martin Luther King Day. Highs of 58. And then as we matriculate our way through the week on Tuesday, we're talking about plenty of sunshine and highs of 66, 74 with a stray shower for the high on Wednesday. Then it gets colder. Like yesterday cold, highs of 49 on Thursday, plenty of wind. But wait, it gets even colder than that with highs of 44 on Friday and plenty of wind. Cold rain on Saturday with highs of 44 and then maybe some sunshine on Sunday with highs of 52. So that's the week laid out for you as it stands now. 40 degrees in Mandeville, 43 in Metairie, and 41 here in Belchase. Dublane joins us now. Walter Dublane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater, UNO. Good morning, Dub. How are you?
Good morning. Did you say cool? My wife says cold this morning.
I'm just reading what they printed. I would call
she
it delightful.
Just went for a walk, though.
I would call it delightful, Dub, but that's just me. What would
like
you call
cool
it?
Weather,
you would call it delightful?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about UNO. When does the fall spring semester start? Has it already?
Well, we're closed today. This is MLK, but classes start next Wednesday.
And how's enrollment? Do you know?
I haven't seen enrollment numbers actually yet, so I haven't seen anything that could look at it. It looks a little. My classes look like they we could use a few more people, but we certainly have plenty of room.
Well, I may come audit your class and be a gadfly, just eat up all the time with inane questions. What do you think?
Sounds
You'd love
fun.
That, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking to the chief economist on the Budget Revenue Estimating Conference last week. He said the state's looking at a $1.6 billion surplus. I'm not quite sure where that came from. Do you know?
Well, again, obviously they have different ways of estimating it, but it's really both income and sales tax and corporate taxes are all projected to be up. I think the biggest hunk of it has to do with rebuilding from the storms. I can think of four people on my block, my daughter, several of my friends in my Sunday school class, all of them had work done on their house, and that pumps a lot of money into the economy. Then there's also just the recovery from the pandemic and the general increase in consumer spending is increasing sales taxes, and with some of the people that are working and unemployment rate's pretty low, and people are working. There've been some increases in wages. You know, we've been talking mostly about how much the cost of living has gone up, but the wages have gone up, not quite as much. So all of those things are pumping money into the state economy and local economies too, by the way.
And I would think inflation, since sales tax is based on a percentage, that also pumps some money.
You're right. And when you start doing that, that will help sales taxes as well. Exactly.
So how do you determine the net effect of a storm? And you can't measure human suffering, right? But in terms of what people lose and the money that goes to fix the houses, as you're talking about, is that a net gain for the economy, or is it a wash?
Well, again, yeah, for the economy, as we saw after Katrina, that, you know, because so much thing was destroyed, we have a loss. What you get there is it's a loss in assets. You know, your houses are destroyed. That's on the balance sheet. We use accounting terms. But the money to build it comes in on the income statement. So the cash flow statements look really, really good. But what's on the other side of the ledger is all the lost assets that you have, destroyed houses and boats and all of that, as well as not so much this time, but loss of life certainly would be a huge one.
Right.
And so it's, in terms of economics, it does always, these, the rebuilding always appears as a very positive stimulus to the economy.
But is there any way to tell if it's a net gain or not? And again, that's factoring out human suffering.
It's never gain, because all you're really mostly doing is rebuilding, you know, what you lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're trying to get back to where you were. Now, you know, many people, I know, you know, a lot of them, that when their house has been, you know, mostly destroyed, when they decide to build it back, they actually add on or knock out a wall or put in a new kitchen, so they actually then end up with a better house than they had before. So that part of it would be a debt gain. But in general, I would say no. It's most of the time from a storm, all you're trying to do is to put back what you lost, and many times you don't. Well, you always, you know, there's not a lot of, not everybody gets to put it all back, because usually, you know, you got insurance money, FEMA money, and that, but you always have to kick in some of your own money. And you know, well-to-do people are able to do that. The poor ones, you know, we still know people that, you know, lost their houses in Katrina and never did get it back, because they got some money from the insurance company, but they couldn't afford to fill in the rest enough to rebuild their house. So I would say it's always a net loss.
And I don't want to get too far afield here, but that money also has to come from somewhere, right? If it comes from the insurance company, that's going to be passed along to us. If it comes from the government, that's going to be passed along in form of either debt or increased taxes to offset it. So it's lose-lose.
Well, and yeah, absolutely. But on the other hand, what we do, if you do in local economy studies, a lot of that money is outside money, federal money that's coming into the state. And so that pumps up our local economy. If you look at the global U.S. economy, you're right. But locally, it ends up being pretty positive.
All right, let's take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back talking about the local economy with Dub Lane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at my alma mater. I'm proud to say UNO. 821 traffic now, WWL. 8:25 and a half, Monday morning, January 17th. Thank you for getting started with us here at WWL. When I was at UNO, I never thought I'd have the job I have now. It's what I always wanted, and I'm very lucky and fortunate that I have it, and a lot of it has to do with the preparation I got at UNO. And we're joined now by Dub Lane, rejoined Walter Dub Lane, Associate Professor of Economics and Finance at UNO. And Dub, looking ahead to the year, how concerned should the local economy be with, because we were talking earlier about the federal money and local money, with inflation and the Fed's policy, and what kind of impact can that have on the local economy?
Well, again, we've got the big bill, infrastructure bill passed, and we're already starting to see some sign that that money is beginning to possibly flow in. So that kind of already set. You know, the other ones that they're still debating, you know, very well may not happen, but that's still already been a lot of money that has been committed towards build. You know, I saw in the paper something about amount of money that's already been committed towards rebuilding some of our bridges and infrastructure, which we desperately need. So I do think there is money coming our way.
But in terms of like Fed policy and loan interest rates and so forth, and real estate markets and all of that, I'm just wondering about that.
Well, again, now if you look at the other thing is because of, you know, we've been recorded 40-year high inflation rates, 7% over the last year, and now the Fed is starting to get nervous, and so we're almost certain to see interest rate rises. Now, again, that's you know, if you've seen what you're getting in your money deposits that's been pretty puny, and a little bit extra there sounds good. But on the other hand, if you're getting ready to borrow money, those numbers can be going up. Mortgage rates will be going up. So I will definitely expect to be seeing higher interest rates in the near future.
Every time we talk, I ask you about the workforce and where have people gone. Subsequent to that, I saw a 60 Minutes piece last week, I think it was, about people have decided to retire or do what they want, follow their dream. Maybe COVID inspired them to do that. And the number was startling that people working from home went from one in 67 to 1 in 7. Of course, not every job can be done from home. But I'm just wondering, you heard the commercial for Bobby Hebert's restaurant looking for people to work. We have a lot of recruitment commercials that we run. Are people going to eventually step up and take those jobs that other people left?
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, I've been wishing I could have a better answer for that because I've been perplexed. You know, we're seeing stuff that I've never seen before in terms of this behavior of the change in the workforce. And I understand a little some of it, but there's a lot of it that I still haven't figured out yet as to where all these people going and how are they not coming back to work. But we certainly see the numbers. We know that they're not there because everybody's looking for stuff. Part of that, I think there's some longer term demographic shifts that have been going on that maybe we're compounding all of this in that, you know, the us baby boomers like me are getting to the point where a lot of us are retiring. Mm-hmm. And the generations that's coming up to replace it are a lot smaller. And so that gives you a net loss in total workforce. I mean, we've certainly seen the numbers nationally, but especially in this area. UNO looks at the high school graduates coming out of the New Orleans area, and those numbers are down for a variety of reasons. But one of them is demographic. So I think that may be one little contributor to the fact of our whole workforce is shrinking. But the other ones that we've talked about before are also there. And you know, when does that change? I don't know, because we've never experienced anything like what we've been going through before.
It'll be something to watch. Thank you, Dub. Have a great spring semester out at UNO.
Okay. Thank you.
We appreciate your time. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about Grand Isle right now. Time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Matt Doyle.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.